And with us now on the phone is Brian Shurkin. He is the president of Columbus Pacific, and he's going to talk about Pendry Park City, which is going to be a 73, which is going to have a ski in, ski out access to 7,300 acres of exceptional terrain, paired with services of a luxury resort. Brian, thank you for joining us on Mountain Money.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
So the Pendry Park City is scheduled to open in the winter of 2021. So we've still got a couple years to wait. But share with our audience, what's the vision for this resort?
So our vision is to bring a high-end, multifaceted, fully amenitized resort to the Canyons Village, which will supplement the existing base village at the Canyons. We're right adjacent to the existing village between the Hyatt, the Hilton, and the Sundial Lodge. It'll be a 150 residential units, which will be for sale, which will incorporate 233 hotel keys, 40,000 feet of ground floor retail, restaurants, opening up into a ski beach with direct access to the mountain. So what we're really looking to do is to create a self-contained ski village with great access to the mountain, restaurants where you can really enjoy your full ski experience without ever having to leave at the end of the day.
And to help our listeners visualize the access, which lift would they be able to get on, would residents be able to get on to get onto the mountain?
So there is a plan to relocate and rebuild the Sunrise lift, which will now is planned to leave from right in front of our hotel and take skiers all the way either up to Lookout with a turn to Red Pine or directly to Red Pine.
And talk a little bit about some of the amenities that you anticipate having at the resort. I take it there'll be restaurants?
Yes, there will be. There will be four restaurants on the plaza level, there will also be a rooftop pool with a restaurant and bar at the pool. Two of the restaurants will face directly onto the ski beach with the goal of creating a really fantastic après-ski experience, which we think is something that is missing in the Park City area. So for people at the end of their ski day, they'll have an opportunity to really gather together, enjoy great food and drink and build community, and also an opportunity for, you know, people who don't ski to have an opportunity to entertain themselves during the course of the day. So Pendry is going to be operating a Japanese-American steakhouse and sushi restaurant. There will also be a lobby lounge, which will serve small plates. There will be a Mexican-themed restaurant, we believe. We will also have what we're calling a rec room, which will serve hamburgers and pizza and small pasta plates, which will provide activities and amenities for the kids with electronic games, things of that nature. And we'll also have a coffee shop down on the plaza, along with a number of high-end and service-oriented retailers.
So, Brian, tell us about Columbus Pacific. So, Pendry Park City will be one of several developments that Columbus Pacific is running. Is that correct?
That is correct. So, my wife and I have been skiing in Park City for about 30 years now. We brought our kids to ski in Park City about 20 years ago. In fact, our first ski experience in Park City with the kids when they were 4 and 2 was at the Canyons. That's where they both learned to ski. They're both now in college. About 10 years ago, we decided we wanted to move our family to Park City. We received some resistance from the kids at that point because of how important they thought their relationships were that they'd built at home. So we decided that once they were off to college, we would spend more time in Park City. So this started about 10 years ago, where we built a home there, and we've been coming there pretty regularly for the last 10 years. And in fact, next year our goal is to really become residents of Park City. But after building our home there, we just loved the experience of building. We continued to enjoy the experience of being in Park City more and more. So we decided to continue to build. So we've continued to build homes in Park City over the last 10 years. We also started to acquire land in and around the Canyons Village and in other areas of Park City, and a couple of parcels on Main Street, and got introduced to the dynamic future of the Canyons Village and the opportunity to develop there and really change the experience of the guest. We are currently building the Apex Residences in Park City, which is at the Canyons Village, which is a 63-unit condo project that'll be done within the next 9 months or so. We've sold 45 of the 63 units and actually closed on the sale of a number of those units, and a number of people are actually living in the project already. We have 18 left to go. We've thoroughly enjoyed the project. We've thoroughly enjoyed working in the Canyons. And on that first project, we actually have partnered with Vail, who will be managing and operating the property for us. As a result of that project, we got introduced to this site, which we think is the most exciting site. This is the site for Pendry, and have been working on the planning of this project for about 2 years now. We're also building the Viridian Townhomes, which is between the Waldorf Astoria and the golf course in the Canyons, a 24-unit townhome project. We've actually sold 14 of those units already, and have also worked on the redevelopment and development of the old Kimball Art Center on Main Street in Park City.
Now, will Pendry be a split between condominium sort of ownership properties and more like hotel room properties? Will it be all condo? Can you tell us a little bit about how the economics of Pendry will work?
So the way it's being developed is exactly the same way as the St. Regis was developed, also the Hotel Park City and the Stein Erickson Lodge. All of the units are being sold. All the residential units are being sold. So there are 150 residential units, 83 of which will have lock-offs. So, and what a lock-off is a room that is connected to the condominium. So, for example, if it's a three-bedroom condominium, if someone buys it, they could rent it out as a three-bedroom, a two-bedroom, or a hotel room. So it provides a lot of flexibility to the owner of the unit. So we'll have a total of 233 units which can be leased. The expectation is that the owners will who buy units will use them maybe between 2, 6, 8 weeks a year. And during the time that they're not using the unit, they will put them back into the rental pool for the hotel, which will enable them to generate rental income, which will offset their cost of owning the unit. So it provides the best of all worlds to the owner.
And do you have a sense of price point yet?
Yeah, so we're delivering a variety of units. We think that people are looking to buy in Park City have different needs. So we're delivering different types of units. The units will range from studios of around 500 feet all the way up to a four-bedroom penthouse at around 2,800 feet. And we expect the prices to range from about probably just under $500,000 for a studio, you know, all the way up to about $3 million for a penthouse. So it provides an entry point for everybody and great access to the location and the services offered by Pendry.
So, Brian, we only have time for one or two more questions. Before I let you go, I want to go back to your answer to your other projects. And you started off saying that you and your wife came to Park City and built your own home and enjoyed that process. And then started buying up some parcels on Main Street and some other property. Ultimately, fell in love with the development opportunities out at the canyons. And these are big, complex projects that are hard to pull off and do well. Tell us about your background. What were you doing before you started doing these projects? This is not something that average people do. I suspect you had development experience before this, or is this your first time doing this?
That is correct. We've been in the real estate investment and development business for almost 30 years now, and have had extensive experience in multiple product types, including shopping centers, apartment buildings, student housing, and have really enjoyed our experience in the real estate business. We had never done resort development before, but what we felt was that everything we'd ever done before had brought us to a place where we were qualified to execute on these projects. And really what we're doing here in Park City comes from a place of passion. We love Park City. We love being in Park City. We love spending time in Park City. We love skiing at the canyons and snowboarding. Our family is made up of skiers and snowboarders. And we feel like this, these projects that we're doing in Park City are a combination of our expertise that we've developed over the last 30 years and the passion that we have for Park City, the mountains, and skiing.
Well, we're appreciative that folks like yourself want to come here and remain active and continue to do interesting projects. We should also mention our thanks. Your company is a sponsor, not just of KPCW, but of this show. So thank you much for doing that. We couldn't do a great show like this without the support of sponsors like yourself and your company. So, Brian, thank you for that.
Great. And thank you very much for having me. We really appreciate it. We love your show. As I said before, we love Park City, and we really look forward to our time there.
Awesome. We feel the same. Brian Shurkin is the president of Columbus Pacific. We thank him for joining us, and please stay tuned to Mound Money. We'll be back in a minute.